Why can't women be confident and comfortable in wearing Axe deodorant or Old Spice?
Why do you sound like a girl if you're a boy?
Why do you sound like an idiot?
Because I'm black. Taylor is a first-time call out of Mississippi. Taylor, thank you for calling and thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
How you doing?
I'm good.
No woman is good.
I'm not a woman, first of all.
Go come back to the phone. Then you saw that woman because you saw that little kid. Come back.
I'm 27.
Oh, are you on a headphone or something?
No.
Oh, so you're a guy, right?
I'm neither a male or a female.
You're neither a male or a female?
Yes.
What are you, an it?
I am gender fluid. I'm in between genders.
So that means you have two genders and you're standing between them?
I'm whatever I want to be, actually.
What does that mean?
If I want to dress like a girl, then I'll dress like a girl. If I want to wear guys' jeans and a camo hoodie or whatever and cut my hair really short, then I'll do it.
And what are you today?
Gender is a lie.
What are you today?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
I don't think it matters.
Why not?
I don't care what gender you are, so.
And so you're 25 years old?
I'm 27.
You're 27 years old, and even though your name is Taylor, you still are it, right?
I'm not an it. No, that's no.
So when your mother had you, and people ask your father and mother, "Oh, what did you have?" Did they say a it?
No.
What did they say?
It doesn't matter.
No, but what did your parents call you when you were born?
What, like, name-wise?
Did they call you a male or a female?
It doesn't matter.
Why
are you asking me this?
What does it matter?
What gender I am. What gender I was assigned.
So, who assigned you a gender? Was it God or your parents?
The doctor.
Oh, the doctor gave you your gender?
I don't see why you're so hung up on this. I called about the Gillette ad.
Oh, what do you want to know about it?
I disagree with what you've been saying.
What have I been saying?
About the guy in the ad.
What did I say? That's not a guy. That's a girl that pretend like she's a guy.
I don't see anything feminine about that guy.
No, it's just not an attractive guy. It's a rough-looking girl, but it's still a girl.
I think he's attractive.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh. But so in your mind, you know that it's a girl. How do you convince yourself to call her a boy? How do you do that?
I don't see a girl. I see a guy. So he's a guy.
But They're trying to make him look like a guy, but inside, he's still a girl.
Nope.
Amazing. So what do you want to say about it?
The way you treat transgender people is disgusting.
And how do I treat them?
I mean, number one, you're misgendering this guy. I don't know his name, but...
So just for the folks to know, there's a Gillette commercial where you see a black man and a black boy, look like a teenager boy, I guess. A black girl who's pretending to be a boy, and this man is showing her how to shave. Can we show that, John? Do you have that? And so the children of the lie want you to call girls boys and boys girls now just because they're confused. And we played that a while back, and Taylor is responding to that. So, Taylor, you want me to pretend like a girl is a boy?
I mean, you call it pretending. I call it being disrespectful and narrow-minded and ignorant, but...
And why do you call it all that?
if somebody says they feel like a girl or feel like a boy, then they're that gender, you know? Like, me personally, with me being non-binary, this is how I've felt my entire life.
You felt, so your entire life, you felt like a girl?
I felt like neither.
You feel like, you don't feel like a girl or a boy?
Neither, in between. It's just like, gender is a huge expression. It's an array of things.
So
you
when,
can be...
So when you go to the bathroom to pee, do you sit or stand? Or you pee on the floor? Do you just pee on the floor?
I'm not going to answer that.
Do you pee?
I do pee, yes.
And do you pee sitting or standing?
What do you do?
I stand. So do you stand or sit? I'm just trying to figure out what a non-binary do when does when they go to the bathroom, when he or she go to the bathroom.
That's none of your business, because that's pretty much asking, what do you have in between your legs? I don't see the need to answer that. So
that's amazing. Do your parents know you like this?
Yes.
So how do your father, how does your father deal with this?
I mean, they treat me normally, like they're a kid.
Your father and mother?
Yes.
And so do you dress in a dress or pants?
Whatever I feel like.
Do you feel embarrassed to be confused about who you are?
I'm not confused about who I am. Yes, I think you're confused.
No, believe me, you're confused.
Well, if this is confusion, then it feels right.
It feels right. Who told you that, and when did they tell you that you were a so-called non-binary? Who told you that?
I figured that out when I was around 9 years old.
And so
I started feeling different, you know.
Different.
But it wasn't until I was 19 that I found the word for it.
Oh, so at 9 years old, prior to 9 years old, what did you feel like?
I knew that sometimes I hated the parts that I have, and sometimes I didn't hate it.
Before you were 9 years old?
Yep.
So you're a male. So sometimes you hated your male parts before 9 years old. And then there were times when you accepted your male parts, right?
Sure, we'll go with that.
And then at 9 years old, what happened?
What do you mean what happened?
When you made the change, when you decided that, so you said up until 9 years old, you were a boy, you felt like a boy. And then what happened at 9 years old?
I mean, I'm not transitioning to, you know, the opposite gender. It's just because that wouldn't fix my problem. Like, that would probably fix a transgender, you know, male to female or vice versa. But, like, I'm not male to female or female to male. Like, I'm Taylor. And so, if I want to wear a tutu and a crop top, then I'm going to do that. And if I want to wear boxers and a boy shirt, like, why, number one, okay, why are clothes gendered anyway? That's my problem.
Because
why is there boy stuff and girl stuff? Why can't,
because
why can't
in the real world,
comfortable?
In the real world, we have boys and girls. In an illusionary world, we have it.
Why can't men be confident in wearing baby powder deodorant? Why can't women be confident and comfortable in wearing Axe deodorant or Old Spice?
Why do you sound like a girl if you're a boy?
Why do you sound like an idiot?
Because I'm black. Why do you sound like a girl if you're a boy?
I don't know.
Do you know you sound like a girl?
I'm happy with the way I sound.
Are you aware, though, that you sound like a girl?
I've been told that I sound like a guy. So
who told you that?
All my friends.
My lovely friends. Are all your friends it?
Some of my friends are transgender. Some are gay. Some are bisexual. Some are asexual. Some are everything. Straight. I have some straight friends.
So you have all the bad friends around you to lie to you, confirm a lie, right?
I don't think it's a lie. I mean, everybody should be able to be who they are.
Well, why don't you have friends around you that will not confirm a lie?
What, like straight people?
Yeah, real people. Why don't you have real people around you that won't pretend like you're an it? But they would know that you're a guy.
I have great people and friends.
You do?
And they support.
But why are they lying to you? They don't love you?
You are so messed up.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God. Like, I've never talked to, like, an idiot like you. It is hilarious.
Why did you call me then if it's your first time, huh? So let me ask.
Yes, it is.
Is this something you want to overcome? You want to be normal again?
No.
You don't want to be normal?
Normal is overrated. What is normal?
What do you mean normal is overrated? What do you mean by that?
There is really no such thing as normal.
Why do you say that?
Because your normal is different from my normal. My normal is divorced parents, step parents, everything like that. Your normal may be different.
And so your abnormal is divorced. Your parents are divorced?
Yes. They got divorced when I was 9.
Wow. Are you close to your father?
I am, yes.
Are you close to your mother, too?
Very close.
Did you forgive her for turning you into it?
If there is a God, then, you know, God created everybody, so he created me like this, if he is true.
No, God didn't do this to you. This comes from you resenting your mother.
I love my mother.
No, you don't. You do not love your mother. You should. I would recommend you're 27 years old or something like that, Taylor. You're not going to be happy living this life. This is an illusion of a life. And the way you became that way is you resent your mother and you become like what you hate, right? And so your mother done the best that she could. I would recommend you forgive her, return to your father, and you have a chance for a very peaceful life. But if you don't, life's going to be hell for you as you get older.
Oh, I'm happy. I have amazing friends. I have an amazing boyfriend. I'm happy as can be. I'm happy as a clam.
No, you're not happy. You're pretending to be happy, but you're not happy. That's a lie.
Okay.
So just remember that I loved you enough to tell you that you should overcome this. And the way to overcome is to forgive your mother for what she done to you. And return to your father. Forgive your father for being weak. Otherwise, you're not going to be happy.
All right, cult leader. Nice to see you. Nice talking to
you.
Do you
believe in God?
No, I don't.
You believe in Satan?
I believe in myself.
How about Satan?
I believe in myself.
How about Satan? Do you believe in Satan?
I believe in myself.
I asked you, did you believe in God? And right away you said no. Now I'm asking, do you believe in Satan? Why aren't you answering that question?
Because if I don't believe in God, then why would I believe in Satan?
Because Satan is your daddy.
Oh, he's daddy?
He's okay. Your daddy. But think about it, Taylor. Call me again. But until you forgive your mother and father, you're never going to have peace. And the world is going to confuse you to make you believe you're something that you're not. And you're going to end up having a rough hell of a life if you don't repent, if you don't forgive.
Okay.
Will you think about that?
No.
Yeah, think about it. You will remember that Jesse loved me enough to tell me the truth.
Okay.
All right. Because the
way I'm talking to you.
Right. The road you have taken, the right road you're taking gonna lead to destruction. And the way back, though, just in case you don't talk to me again, the way back is you must forgive your mother so you can overcome her and return to your father.
I didn't forgive her already, but, you know, thanks for telling me.
Yeah. You smoke pot?
Thanks for telling me things like this, like you know me, personally.
Do you smoke pot?
I used to.
Yeah. Well, I wish you well. Call me again, but I wish you well. I'm telling you the way out, in case we don't talk. You must forgive your mother so you can overcome her. She couldn't help it.
Okay.
And your father was too weak to protect you from your mother. And so you have to forgive him, too. And then your whole world, then you realize that you are a male and not a it, not a she, but a male. And life would be amazing for you, all right?
Okay.
Will you call me again?
Probably not.
Will you... follow me on Twitter? On Twitch?
I don't have a Twitter.
How about on Twitch?
No.
Well, get one and follow me.
Okay.
All right. Taylor. All right. He gone. Go to JLP Talk. I ain't never heard no one don't have a Twitter. Is that normal?
No.
That was an amazing call, huh?
Yeah. You think it was a he?
Yeah, his name is Taylor.
I don't know.
Well, it's a it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Because she said she admitted that, or it admitted that it wasn't a transgender, and she sounded like just like a girl, too much like a girl.
It may have been a girl, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, because a girl can be named Taylor, too, right?
Right.
Like Taylor Swift.
Right.
Oh, I see.
And if she ain't done the transition thing, then she should have her natural voice.
I know she sounds like a girl.
100%.
Amazing. That's too bad that this is happening to human beings. But Satan is busy, and it happens in the home, folks. And it starts with the parents. It really does. If you don't have perfect parents, your life's going to be screwed up. But you can overcome. Thanks to Jesus for making a sacrifice. Because everything has been put back. You just need to get to know yourself. Forgive. It will change. It really will. And speaking of that, the Daily Wire is reporting that Trump administration said no to flying a so-called homosexual flag on the U.S. Embassy flagpole. Three American diplomats report that the Trump administration had denied their request to wave the gay flag during the month of June. Since the State Department began rejecting all embassy requests to host a gay flag, some U.S. diplomats have been finding ways to defy or at least get around the new policy. So Trump said, so this is gay month. You know they're celebrating the gay month, right? And Trump said, no, you're not going to put that flag up on the flagpole next to the American flag. And so in some of these states, they're doing it anyway. Here is a flag. Amazing. And don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, and share the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show, folks. We really appreciate it. We are at war. It is a spiritual battle for the soul of America. And it's going to take all of us to do it.